Hey, this is Dan Ossipo with the Discovery Channel Cycling Team back here at the Tour de France at the finish of Stage 19. And I think the best thing to say about the stage is that it's over. Pretty dull in the sense of making any impact on the overall. Four riders went away early on and stayed away. The finish was even pretty anticlimactic when Giuseppe Guarini of the T-Mobile team attacked his other three breakaway companions in the last portion here and went away with one big effort and wasn't chased down, which was sort of surprising considering they were gone almost the whole day and worked together very, very well, gaining at one point almost 9 or 10 minutes on the main peloton. The closest rider to Lance in that four-rider breakaway was Oscar Pierio, who had won a stage earlier, and he was the guy that Hincapie beat on the top of Plaidie Day. He was 17-10 back of Lance going in, and the team obviously kept it in check so the gap wouldn't grow any bigger to be any danger to Lance. And then you saw the Spanish team, Gilbert Arias, chipping in as well there, basically to protect their fifth place overall seeding for Francisco Mancebo. So you saw some help towards the end. The final gap to the main peloton was 4 minutes and 31 seconds. And Johan Bernil talked about some of the strategy early on in the sense that we have to stay awake. There was a pretty big descent after the Category 3 climb, the second climb of the day. And Jan was saying that, listen, there are guys in this race that are extremely tired, pretty fatigued at this point, and there could be a crash. It's a pretty steep descent. So be careful. We're here for to do a job, and we could have some fun later on. But he was very, very authoritative in the meeting this morning on the bus, and that was actually captured on French television. So it was pretty neat to see. And then get through the big trouble of the Category 2 climb and then a couple of Category 4s towards the end, not that big of a deal. The break stayed away, as I said, and a sort of dull day on the road, a short 3.5 hour and change finish today. So we're on to the next day. And tomorrow being the decisive time trial here in Saint-Étienne, a really difficult time trial with a Category 3 climb in the last third of the stage at 40 kilometers of the 55. And again, this is a stage for Lance. He's previewed it. He knows the course. He definitely wants to win a stage in this tour. He has not won a road stage and likely won't win a road stage because he won't contest Paris. And the last time that happened was back in 2000 when he won the final time trial in record time at that point as well. So you've got a really motivated Jan Ulrich, though, tomorrow because he, again, is trying to get on the podium and kind of get the German press off his back. They've been ripping him almost from the start when Lance passed him in the opening stage. Again, we all know Lance wants to definitely get a stage win here before the final, but we're just one day closer to Paris. So come back tomorrow as we preview the start of the Saint-Étienne time trial. 55 kilometers should be a big, big day. The last real big effort for the favorites. We'll see how Lance does in his effort to win his first stage of this tour. And we'll also see how Jan Ulrich does in his effort to try to get on the podium. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.